T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And we're glad you're with us on the morning show.
Thank you.
Talking about a project near to us in Farmington, where I just found out everything is close by. CJ Thomas is the chair of the Farmington Town Council. CJ, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And Meg Guerrera is the Farmington High School Building Committee. Meg, we're sorry you have to see Ray and I battle like this off.
Yeah, we're sorry. Okay.
It's kind of like what goes on. It's like
fine.
Being with your kids, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
So the Farmington High School Building Project, Meg, give us a little history into Farmington High School.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
It is, actually. It's has some historic significance, kind of a legacy building in the town of Farmington, which is wonderful. It's that 1928 building that's beautiful that you see.
It really is.
It really is. It's a gorgeous building that you see on Room 4. Obviously a staple of the community. And there's been a lot of work done over the years in adjustment to additional enrollment and changes in programming for the school.
You said seven different expansion projects.
Yeah, there's been seven different expansion projects since 1928 as, meeting needs as the school went along with that increased enrollment. Again, as education changed over the years, we had to adjust accordingly. And what that's done, though, has left us, unfortunately, with a building at this point with some needs.
Didn't kids from Avon go to Farmington? I thought I had a neighbor, an older guy.
There was a zoning.
I don't know, but it's just.
I hadn't heard about
really,
that. It could have been a while back.
We're talking way back. We're talking like 28, okay. 29, somewhere in there when the school's. But it's a beautiful, stately building. Now, does that eventually go away?
It's one of our topics of conversation as we move through the process. So what we really did is took a look at the building overall, the needs that our Board of Education came forward to the building committee with and said, here's all the issues and concerns that we need to address. Some of those specifically related to accreditation. So the facility that we're currently in really does affect our overall accreditation rating.
What's that all about? Because I know they're thinking you're like on a watch list or something like that.
Correct. Yeah, we're warning status for the facility alone. So Farmington overall, obviously, are very proud of the education that
school.
We have. It's a fantastic school.
Great and athletics.
Yes.
Division
III
defending champs.
Yeah.
Basketball.
That's
so
right.
So there's just a quality education that we're able to produce here in the town for a lot of reasons, but one of those reasons is not the facility.
CJ,
unfortunately.
Meg. So CJ, when this is first discussed from the town aspect, what are the most important things you're looking at in terms of whether you can do this, what you can do?
Well, the first step really was putting together a building committee. That was a few years back, and Meg's done a great job working with that committee. They've done really brought all the issues to the forefront. But one of our major discussion points is finance. It always comes down to what the dollars are. 3 years ago, when we had a referendum, there was some disinformation and misinformation that was out there.
I remember that.
But more importantly, right now versus 3 years ago, the town is in a much better financial situation. We've gotten a lot of debt off the rolls. So we've looked at projections going forward if what the needs are to refinance this and what the additional needs are in town. Because obviously, we're not going to ignore all our other capital improvement plans just because we have to build a new building. So we're trying to figure out how those all work together. And looking at the numbers, the building committee made a recommendation to us on this new building, which we agreed with. But then we said, well, let's see if we can bring those numbers down a little bit. And we gave them a target range for the cost of this building that we thought was something the town could absorb without doing significant damage to our our tax rates, because one of the things we pride ourselves is the lowest tax rate in the Farmington Valley.
Yeah, that's important.
Well, because you have some industry and you have some commercial that helps a lot.
And we will tell you what that target number is and talk more with Meg Guerrero and C.J. Thomas when we come back on The Morning Show, 8:45 with Ray and Joe on WTIC News Talk 1080. We're in studio with C.J. Thomas, who's the chair of the Farmington Town Council. Meg Guerrero is the High School Building Committee chairperson on the committee, right? Before the break, we were talking about the project to build a new Farmington High School. We were getting into cost. And if I read the fact sheet, which is very well done, and if I don't read it right, it's just because I'm an idiot. it says the project cost range is $105 to $110 million, correct?
That is correct.
And that with the estimated project cost and the state reimbursement estimated, the net municipal cost would be $114 million.
No.
I'll fix that.
The estimated cost was $114 million. When the building committee put that to the town council for approval, we approved the new building and then set that target.
Okay.
So right now the estimated cost net to the town is $114. We said, let's see if we can get it within that $105 to $110.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously, you'd want to go for less.
Can I ask you guys, what's going on with enrollment? Because I'm hearing from a lot of schools and towns when we do this Mayor Monday thing, that a lot of them are losing kids, you know, students. But at the same time, there's a state law. You still have to spend the same amount of money on education, regardless of the number of kids you have. How are you guys doing as far as the number of students? I mean, Farmington's a big town. I mean, as far as area.
And Farmington's unique in that perspective that we had to do a new enrollment projection in preparation for working towards this comprehensive solution. And in that 10-year projection, actually, enrollment goes up.
Oh, good.
For the town of Farmington.
All right, I'm going to play devil's advocate here, Mix. I'm a resident of Farmington, and I have no children who are going to go through the high school. My children are all gone and making me millions of dollars. What would
Everyone's
be my
great.
Incentive to have the town build a new high school?
There's several different ways to look at this. So we really have approached this as what we deem as a comprehensive solution for the town. And when we look at a new building, there's really benefits, obviously, as we said, not only to the district and to the students that are going through this.
Right, which is most important.
Which is most important is their building first and foremost. But then second of all, the town uses this as a community asset. So this is our shelter in place for the town of Farmington. So if we need emergency shelter, the high school is the place for us to go.
Okay.
So we need to keep that in mind. Obviously, the accreditation of that school is very important. Through all the research and everything we've learned over time is that, you know, accreditation does affect property costs.
Oh, yeah.
Overall. So people come here, as we mentioned, because the education is fantastic.
It is.
If you ask any real estate agent, they will tell you that in conversation when they're looking for people to move to this town, the first thing they ask is,
what about the schools?
What about the schools? And how is the education rated? And we know it's excellent, but we need to keep it there. And one of the ways we can do that is give the facility the attention it needs in order to match the education that we're trying to deliver.
And part of the reason you can't really remodel, which I'm sure has come up, the reason you can't do that, it disrupts school, correct? I mean, because you've got certain areas of the building you can't get to as the construction guys are working there, right?
Well, we actually looked into that also, because when we charged the building committee, we said, look at a maintain option, a renovate option, and a build as new. So I'll let Megan respond to why we chose the build new rather than renovate. It is something you can do, but it is also incredibly disruptive.
Very disruptive, yes.
And that was one of the main reasons we did look at. So not only did the new option meet all the statement of needs, so the accreditation issues, the security issues that we have with that school with 23 separate entrances existing facility, correct? So and ADA compliance concerns that we currently have in the facility. So there's a lot of issues that we're trying to address, and a new school obviously would address all those issues. But in addition, when we looked at what did it look like if we were to try to meet those same needs in a renovate approach, we had that larger issue come forward to say there is huge disruption. There's staging where sometimes that would mean portables outside a classroom as a possible option, or moving kids into temporary spaces like the gym in an interim solution as we're working on portions of the building. And there might be, based on how long a renovation could take, because again, remember, we're working on a building that was built in 1928.
Yeah.
We don't know exactly what we're going to find.
So you're just going to rebuild. Let me get this straight. So, because now I'm a little confused. You're going to rebuild it right on that footprint?
No, not on the current footprint.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
On the current municipal campus is what we call it.
Right. So it's a great question because one of the issues that came up 3 years ago was, can't you just build somewhere else and not disrupt school at all?
Okay.
And we looked at six different locations.
At least.
Throughout town to see, can we just put the high school somewhere else? And the answer came out no. There was nowhere that you had the capacity or was in the right position.
We've got so much land there.
Yes.
Tunksis Meadow.
We can put it on the same upper campus without disrupting the current school. So they can still be in the school. We can build a new one. And you don't have people walking through tarps and the kids, you know, trying to deal with the remediation issue while they're in school.
Well, you know, and
did you really say Tunksis Meadow?
Well, that's one of the places they could build. It's wide open space there. That whole area down there is. Of course, it floods, but aside from that.
You have it two stories high. It shouldn't be a problem. A water feature underneath the building.
Now, there's the pool.
Pool.
You guys
are
set. What are you worried about? Hey, but the thing is, okay, now one of the things is you go down Route 4 and you look up on the hill and there's the school.
Yes.
All right. That's going to go away, right?
No. No. You will see when you come up with that Monteith Drive is that road, the access road up to the school off of Route 4. The school actually Town presentation Hall. Will sit right.
So I will be able to see it from Route 4.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's good.
As you go to get Wooden Tap to get beverages. In a perfect world, how long would this project take?
I unfortunately don't have a really good answer for you on that. Okay. It really does depend on our planning, on the process we need to go through with the state.
But the construction itself, they're talking about roughly 2 years?
About 2 years would be the best. And so when we would break ground really would affect.
And you can't tell when you're going to be able to get through all the process to get to that point.
There's an estimate, you know, I think that we look at. But again, it's very hard for us to really nail that down into. Because with the way our process worked right now, we really only have what we deem as a conceptual design.
Yeah.
So very high level. So the costs you see here are very high level. We still now are back at the drawing board to really dig down and get and move through schematic design of the building, which really will give us a better idea of what's included and what that timeline could look like.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
The other portion we were talking about, the renovation. That's going to probably double whatever a new build would be. So you've got those kids moving in and around a renovated situation for twice as long as waiting for a new building.
Rules out Tunksis Meadows. Okay. So, but the whole thing is, I remember that you were talking about it was hotly contested last time around. And I remember at the end of Executive Drive here, you know, there's a sign, has something to do with the school. I don't know what it was. But, I mean, does this have to go to referendum?
Yes. And in fall, we'll bring it to referendum. Between now and then, as Meg was talking about, we've got to get past the conceptual design, so we've got to have the real hard numbers. Mm-hmm. And we're going to know exactly what we're talking about. We'll have actual designs. So then that's what's presented to the town. And in the meantime, we've got to explain to them as a town. And the council unanimously supported the decision of the building committee, which was a unanimous decision. We've got to explain to them what the process is.
CJ Thomas, we got to go.
Well, I was just going to say nice job on Unionville.
Yeah.
Okay.
CJ Thomas, chair of the Farmington Town Council. Meg Guerrero, Farmington High School Building Committee. How come I always introduce you first, not the lady?
It's okay.
Meg.
Can I just mention, we do have a website out there.
Please
access it. It's FHS Project, buildingproject.org.
Okay.
So please, that's factual information. It's a good source for the community.
Okay.
Thank you both for coming in.
Yeah, thanks,
guys.
Thanks
for having us.
Good
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.